Maybe some of you remember how my last story had to do with driving a boat out into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, today's story has to do with that same boat. You might remember that I grew up in Florida on a river or next to a river, and we had a medium-sized boat, about 15 feet long, tied to the dock out in front. And my two sisters and I loved to go out in that boat. Most of the time, we would go out to the Gulf, or we would go upriver, maybe just a little ways, maybe for like a half an hour or so, or an hour, and then we would turn around and come back home. Well, one summer, we thought, let's take a look and see how far the river goes. How far can we go up this river? And so we needed special permission for this big trip. So we talked to my mom. My mom wasn't all that crazy about going out in a boat. We loved it, Dad loved it, but it wasn't my mom's favorite thing. But she would go along with us many times because she wanted to be with us with something we loved to do. So Mom said she'd go with us this time. So we had to prepare to be gone for several hours. So a couple days beforehand, we did extra chores. We practiced our instruments that we had to do. And most importantly, we got the boat ready with a full tank of gas. Then the morning of, we woke up, ate a quick breakfast, packed our picnic lunch, and got in the boat, made sure we had the oar, a big paddle, and a big pole to take along and push ourselves along if we needed to for this adventure. So we started off, and first we zoomed along the river, and we were looking at the houses on either side, and when there are people there, we would wave at them. That's what they did down in Florida. They would wave at you from their boats or their houses. And then we went under the Main Street Bridge, and then we went past the high school, under the second bridge. The houses got closer and closer. Well, actually, the houses didn't get close together. The houses got farther apart. Pretty soon, there weren't hardly any houses. And the river got narrower and narrower. And as the river got shorter and shorter, pretty soon it was only about as wide as the church here. We had to start slowing down a bit and look for logs, logs that had fallen down that we didn't run into them. And we would watch the trees on either side, and sometimes we'd see a turtle on a log, sitting on a log, and we'd spot him real quick before he dove into the water because he heard our boat coming. And we kept going, and the river got closer and closer. Pretty soon it was only about from here to the doorway over there. And by then we had to really slow down, and there weren't any more houses, no more buildings. It started to look kind of like a swamp. Remember Crocodile Dock from Vacation Bible School? There were lots of trees with Spanish moss hanging down, branches overhanging the river part of the time. We watched for birds and turtles on the side, and we thought, this is a great adventure. So we kept going. After a while, the river was so narrow, maybe for me to the end of the pew, that we had to pick the motor up, and we couldn't use the motor any longer. We had to pick the prop up and pull ourselves along with that roar we were talking about in the pole. And when we got tired, then we pulled out our picnic lunch, had our picnic, wondered, how far does this river go? Do we really want to go down to the end or not? You know, are we going to make it? So then we kept going, and there was a branch over the top of the river. It went clear apart, and we thought, we can't get under this. So one of my sisters thought, well, let me go on the bow. So she went on the bow, and the bow went down just a little bit. And thought, well, maybe if another one of us gets on the bow, we'll be able to make it. So pretty soon, we're all up on the bow. Even my mom, the one who didn't particularly like being on the boat, we're all squished up there on top of the bow. And the windshield just barely sneaks under the branch. And we get to go a little ways further. And it was a fantastic thing until finally something was clear across the river and we couldn't move at all. So then we had to backtrack and push back with our pole and our oar until we could finally turn around and go back home. But you know, as we were going back, and then finally when we could zoom around along with the motor going, we were thinking about our families and how God loves us through our family and helps us take care of each other with our families. And so as we stand up to pray before you take up the Lamb's offering, let's think about how much you love and care for your families and how God cares for you through your families. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you, Lord, for our families. Thank you for loving us through our families. Please help us to stay close to you through each one of our adventures this summer. We love you. Amen.